Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. I'm very, very excited today. You know, after all, it's a Wednesday. No, I'm not excited because it's Wednesday. Although Wednesdays have never done me wrong. They have always gotten me through the week. So I respect them and appreciate them. No, I'm excited because we've got a fantastic guest today. He's a very, very cool hip-hop and pop singer-songwriter. I'd like to welcome Mr. Benny Freestyles, all the way from Rhode Island. Benny, how are you?
How's it going? Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, are you up north right now in Rhode Island as we speak?
I am in Rhode Island, yes.
Nice, nice. I went to school in Boston, so very familiar with that neck of the woods. Yeah, good people up there in Providence. Matter of fact, all the cool people, in at least when I was in school, were from Providence. So, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. Definitely.
Yeah. All the artsy fartsy, you know, people you'd want to invite to your parties to make them interesting. Always from Rhode Island, and so we always had a good time there. Very, very cool. Now, you've got an interesting story. You've traveled the world. It's kind of different. You were with traveling with your sister. How did that come about?
So my sister is like 4 years older than me. She started traveling at a younger age, and she had already hit a couple spots before I joined her. But it was pretty much the plan as soon as I got out of high school that I was going to do some traveling. And yeah, I'm really glad I did. That's traveling shaped my life for sure.
Absolutely. I have found that, you know, you meet all in life, you will meet the occasional creep, and nine times out of 10, they have not traveled. I can tell that right away from talking to somebody. If they're just a real snooze, I'm like, they need to get out and see the world, get some perspective. And that's always the case. You know, it just seems to be one of those things. So where'd you guys go? Like just all over the place?
Yeah, man, I've been all over. I did South America first. I've traveled all over. I lived in Costa Rica for 6 months. I lived in New Zealand for almost a year. The trip that really got it going for me was I traveled to Nepal. Like, everyone on our other trips is telling us that we got to go to Nepal. We made that trip to Nepal, and, yeah, I came back, and I wrote a whole bunch of music that was kind of like different than where I was at before that point, kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things and shaped my new sound, I would say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've never been to Nepal. I made it to Shanghai, and I spent a month in Asia. This was, gosh, 20 years ago now. Doesn't seem that long ago, but now that I think about it, though, I'm like, it was 18. Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed that. I had, in my life, I went through my, my first marriage had broken up, and I said, I need to get the hell out of Dodge and just get some new scenery for a little bit, man. And,
yeah,
you know, I had a little coin in my pocket. And, and people are like, well, did you plan it? Did you go through it? No, I did not go through a travel. I got on a plane, did a bet.
The whole point is to not.
And went.
Yeah, see what happens. Absolutely.
Exactly. See, you get it, Benny. You know, and you meet people. Hey, these people are cool. I'm going to hang with them for a little bit, and you have adventures.
Yeah, you just let it go.
Yeah.
Flows. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Well, that's cool. A fellow traveler. Although I think you've done it a little more extensively than I have. Let me ask you about your songwriting. Now, have you always been that guy, like the music kid, you know, like growing up and stuff? Did you know that, you know, performing and whatnot was going to be what you were going to be doing? How'd that come about?
I'd say no, I was more focused on surfing and snowboarding at a younger age. the whole rap thing started around like early high school, maybe a little before that, and it mostly just started as just freestyle rap. That's why the name's Benny Freestyles. But yeah, it just, little did I know like how important it all was to me. And I just, like, over time, I would say everything just started changing, and I never, like, kept myself to one thing. I kind of just, like, let it go where I naturally, like, felt good to go. So now it's a whole different thing than just freestyle rap. I write slow songs and pop songs and just over an acoustic guitar, or I'll still make a hip-hop track and rap. It's kind of just whatever I'm feeling in that moment. But yeah, I'd say it grew. I wouldn't say I was always the musical kid. I was the kid who everyone would ask to rap at parties in high school. But yeah, it just grew from that and turned into something else as time went on.
That's cool, man. That is cool. One of the things, now I'm an old man, so you'll have to forgive me. But I remember when, like, and I grew up in Metro Detroit, and I remember it kind of came through the pipeline. In Detroit, there was more of an electronic dance music scene, but rap was really happening, and it was weaving its way in. And I remember one of the things I really liked about it, number one, is in those days, it was really just a window into people's lives and their environment and what was going on and what was happening to them. But also, one of the things I really dug is I knew all these, like, rockers and stuff. Everybody was in a band, and everybody played guitar. You know, it was one of those deals. People make a band and there'll be 12 guitar players in it. I'm like, you guys need a drummer. You realize that, right? but everybody wanted to be Eddie Van Halen or Randy Rhoads. Yeah. But anyway, one of the things I really dug about the rap scene when it hit and I was first really exposed to it was, I'm like, you know, you don't need to be like a guitar god. You know what I mean? You have to. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not by any means. But you can use your voice as your instrument and really use it effectively. And
absolutely.
Like,
and like,
people...
person.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was 100%. I was going to say, and personality too, like, you get to see, like what you were saying at first about hip hop, you kind of get to see all different, like, walks of life through music. It's not just like one genre.
Absolutely.
That's like niche. You kind of just, like, yeah, you get to, like, be yourself in that genre. I think that's what really drew me to it at first, is that I was just seeing so many different, like, perspectives through that form of music, and I was like, I could be myself and rap, and yeah, that's what hip hop's all about.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, I remember, and I'm thinking, like, way back, like, you know, Run DMC and Tougher Than Leather, the movie came out, and everybody was going crazy. At least my friends were. And then there was some people, though, that were creeps, and they were like, oh, it's a black thing. And I'm like, Beastie Boys. And they're like, oh, okay, well, yeah. And and there was a lot of other people, you know. It really, it reminded me almost of the big techno scene that was happening in Detroit, because it wasn't about race, man. It was about the music. And it was about the scene.
Absolutely.
And you're absolutely right. Personality came through, and you wanted to not only did you want to listen to these cats, you wanted to know them. You wanted to hang with them, you know, because
absolutely.
You could relate to what they were saying. That's
absolutely.
Cool, man. That is cool. So, and then here comes a cat named Benny Freestyles, you know, jet setting over to Nepal and then getting inspired and writing, you know, spitting about that. That's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
we shot a music video out there too. I filmed that video on a GoPro. That was like my maybe third video I ever released. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
that idea
of traveling around and shooting music videos, it never stopped. Like, that Nepal video is probably about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, maybe more. And then from that point on, that's what we do. We make music and we just travel around shooting videos. We've shot in, you know, countless places. In Iceland, we shot a video in New Zealand. We shot 3 videos in Costa Rica. We shot in Hawaii, all over the West Coast. We pick a destination somewhere we haven't been yet, and we go shoot videos.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I've been playing because we were supposed to do this show, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I had a little hiccup where I wound up had to go to the hospital for a week, and it just threw everything off. But the last video before all that that I had was Blue Skies, which is an awesome track. It's a very cool video too. I like that video a lot. I like that track a lot.
Yeah, that's actually something a little
you've
different.
You've released.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, it's great. It's fantastic. But since then, I was going to say, you have a new single out, which we're going to play here in a little bit, but you have a new video, right, that came out for Follow Me Home?
That video actually comes out on the 20th, and that song comes out in
2 days. Oh, on
the
20th. Okay. Well, there you go, folks. There you go. We got 10 days to go.
Actually, starting on starting this Friday coming up, we're going to be releasing 1 song every Friday on like all platforms with plan on stopping. I already have like an insane amount of music and artwork saved up, something we've been working towards for a long time. So yeah, it's almost go time. 1 song a week every Friday. It's going to be crazy.
That's awesome, man. That is so cool. Well, I follow you on Facebook and all your social media and whatnot. So when those drop, I'll be blasting those out on my social media too. Absolutely. You're such a creative person, and you know that's what it's one of the things that it's about too, is creative people helping each other out and getting the word out. You know, a lot of people bitch, and I get it, about Facebook, social media, and what have you, and it can be nasty, but at the same time, mm-hmm. it's so empowering. You can reach so many people, and you're a global guy, you know what I mean? Globe mindset.
Absolutely.
That so many people don't have, you know, and again, traveling.
Yeah.
There's cool people in New Zealand, right?
You learn a lot out there.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, that's all. Well, tell us a little bit. Well, obviously you like making music. I always ask my music friends what they think about music videos, and usually they're pretty split. Some people love it. Other people are like, it's a necessary evil. It seems to me, no, I don't want to put words in your mouth, But it seems to me that you really enjoy making videos.
I do enjoy the video process. All the video work from day one has been with one of my best friends, my friend Sam. He has a video studio. It's called Endeavor Studios, and we work on that together. He's just amazing. He's always been the man behind the camera since we were little kids. He's always had a camera, always upgrading, always taking it to the next level. And it's pretty much just me and him on all the directing, on all the ideas. We push back and forth. So the whole video thing I do really enjoy, because we always try and think of ways to take it to the next spot. Like the whole travel in the world, shooting music videos thing as much as we could. We pushed that for a long time. We finally got to the point on that last one for Blue Skies. We're like, maybe we should try something different here. So we shot that video, that green screen video with the plane in it and stuff like that. But yeah, I do love being creative. It's what drew me to all of it. It's what keeps me going. I love the video process.
That's so cool. No, was that your dog in Blue Skies, or was it Sam's dog or some other person?
That's my dog, Pablo.
Nice. Was this the first video he's been in, or is he old hat at this point?
He's in one more video. He's in a video called Falling Awake.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he's in any other ones. I think he's just in one other one, yeah.
Well, he's a cool dog, and you got him to wear sunglasses. Not an easy feat to do, but he looks great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Now, the track is out. People can pick it up, right? It's just the video that's coming out the 20th. Or are we waiting on the track for people to buy it as well?
Well, for Follow Me Home, that song comes out on Friday. Mm-hmm. That video comes out on the 20th. But Blue Skies is out, both song and video.
Nice. Very cool, man. That is awesome. Now, for Follow Me Home, what was the should we play the track and then talk about it? Do you want to do that? Or you want to talk about it leading up to playing it? We can go either way.
It's up to you. Do you have the Follow Me Home?
Yeah, I do. I have got it all queued up.
Awesome. Yeah, we can take a listen to it first. Let's do that.
Let's do that. Yeah, here it is, everybody. Here's Follow Me Home by Benny Freestyles. Check this out. It's not out yet. It's out Friday, so check it out. You hear
it?
A sneak.
Just hope it all blows away, away from where I need to go. Just the right time to follow me, in case I see the evil eyes. You give me the keys of gold, no need to say goodbyes. I want you to follow me home, in case my enemies follow me home. Never too far away. Show me where the dreams go. I can hear the words calling. I just wanna feel, you know. Cause that's when it seems to follow me home. I want you to follow me home. Of course, I still love to travel. We could take a shorter shore. I miss the way I love the night sky. I wanna see more and more. The stars, they seem to follow me home. Oh, they seem to follow me home. Can't lie, when it by a landslide, I used to have my hands tied. I know. Feel, just hope it all blows away, away from where I need to go. Just the right time to follow me, in case I see the evil eyes. You give me the keys of gold. No need to say goodbyes. I want you to follow me home. In case my enemies follow me home. It's never too far away. Show me where the dreams go. I can hear the birds calling. I just wanna feel, you know. So that's when it seems to follow me home. I want you to follow me home. Of course, I still love to travel. We could take a shore to shore. I miss the way I love the night sky. I wanna see more and more. The stars, they seem to follow me home. Oh, they seem to follow me home.
Up on the show page, and also we'll be adding these into the metadata on the podcast when we blast out everything. We've got links to all of you know, Benny's social media and whatnot, his Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and all that. I suggest you check those. It's very easy to find. You just go to any of those, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, for instance, and just put in, you know, twitter.com/BennyFreestyle. Same with Facebook and Instagram. So he's easy to find and whatnot. I suggest you like all those and follow, because then you can keep up to date with what's going on in the Benny Freestyles world. So definitely do that. Check that out. You were talking about Follow Me Home. Fantastic track. You were talking about writing some slower stuff. And this is one of those, almost ballad-esque. Very, very cool
this is
track.
A vibey one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's cool as an artist, because you can stretch those muscles, you know, use those. And it just goes to show how diverse you can be. You know, that's talent, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, that's very, very cool. Now, that'll be out this coming Friday, and then the video the following Friday, just so we got clear on everybody, right? I think I got that right.
Yeah, May 15th for the song and May 20th for the video.
There you go, folks. There you go. And I'll be, like I said, putting that in all my social media blog and all that kind of stuff. Just to let people know and help get the word out and everything. Very,
awesome.
Very
appreciate
cool.
You.
But I imagine, oh, yeah, man, absolutely. I imagine people can pre-order and whatnot. It's only it's only 2 days away.
Yeah,
you know, if they can't, they can wait 2 days. Oh, that's very cool. Now, one of the things, one of the great things, especially, you're working with Trend PR, Angie and the gang over there. Man, I really like that PR company a lot. They are just tops in their game. And they always send me over a little list of interesting talking notes, you know, to just in case I need them or whatnot, which is fantastic. But one of the things on here is it says you're into the marijuana scene a little bit. I know there's some ups and downs with that in Rhode Island right now. Do you think that's going to be resolved? Do you think it's going to go like everyone else is going?
It's hard to say. There's a lot of like politics involved and it's like messy, but I think eventually it's all just going to go that way based on money. I think it's just a matter of time,
right,
and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm big into the weed scene. It's weed's my everything, calms me down, slows my thoughts down, relaxes me. It's my medicine. It's been with it for a long time. I'm high smoking right now, actually.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the things I have noticed about the weed scene in general, and I've got all kinds of friends. I've got friends all walks of life, rich friends, poor friends, doesn't matter, you know, different ages and everything. And one of the things in the weed scene is it's open to everybody. I know people 60 years old into it. I know people 22 years old into it, you know. It's just one of those great things. And, you know, it's funny because if we were talking about drinking, I'm like, well, drinking's fine as long as you do it in moderation, you know. I don't think that that's a problem with weed. I've never found that to be the case. Nobody's ever smoked too much weed.
Definitely not the problem.
That guy went into a coma. I don't think you can.
No. It's safer than alcohol.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I've seen many bar fights. I've never seen any weed fight. I've never seen a weed fight in my life. I've seen annoyed people maybe at a certain deal, you know, or maybe that they're out. But nobody's ever smoked down and went, gosh, you know, I just need to kick some ass right now. No. Now, drinking, I got a whole, you know, I know people that I don't want them drinking around me because they're a pain in the ass.
Save me.
Absolutely. Look for a fight. Oh, man, and that's never any fun. Because I'm usually, when I hang out with them, I'm usually not drinking, and I still wind up in the fight. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I don't need that in my life. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool, man. I think it's one of those things that, like you said, it's just time. And there's a lot of money, man. A lot of money.
Yep.
I know my friends in Colorado, I used to live out in Colorado, and they're just, you know, it's like gangbusters out there. It blows my mind, the amount of money.
It's crazy. You know? They were giving people money back, giving the citizens money back because they made so much the first year.
How cool is that? Now that's your commercial right there, you know. I live down here in Florida, and it's funny because you get, you know, I don't know, there's which I don't get because there's a ton of old people that are always aching and in pain and glaucoma and everything else. I'm like, yeah, you know what you need? I know exactly the medicine you need. You know,
yeah,
that'll clear heal a lot of your hurt. And they're all like,
it's a
gateway. I'm like, dude, you're 75 years old. Don't worry about a gateway drug. And it's not. Cigarette is a gateway drug, you know?
That's good. Definitely.
Oh, man. Well, that's cool. Now, do you still, in addition to being in the weed scene, also it says here, and you had mentioned it too, the snowboarding and surfing scene, you still climb on up every once in a while on either of those?
Oh, yeah. I do. I used to surf in the winters. I don't do that anymore. I'd say it's when music got more serious, it definitely started taking away from both of those. I started focusing on music a lot more. I still get a couple snowboard trips in each season, and I still surf every time I travel anywhere good with waves, and I still get out there a couple times in the summer no matter what. But yeah, definitely not as much as I used to or I want to, but yeah, I'm still out there.
That's awesome, man. That is very, very cool. It's well, you have a friend now in South Florida, so you know, you're always welcome when you're down this neck of the woods to
Hey man, when tours start back up again, I'll be down there. So.
Oh well, there you go.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
There you go. I always tell my musician friends this. We get a lot of people that stop by. I'm always, it's funny because I'm like, yeah, we have a guest room and we're a 10-minute walk from the beach. And they're all like, yeah, that's great, Jamie. And then here's how I reel them in, especially if they're on tour. And I'm like, and we have a working washer and dryer and two showers. They're like, oh, we're there. And I'm like, and my wife, brilliant, can cook her ass off. So, you know.
Wow, I like that last.
We get a lot
one.
Of
I like
company.
That last one. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. There's always something going on here. Always something. Well, that's cool, man. That's very, very cool. But yeah, let's stay right in touch. Anytime, man. The door is always open, especially to cool people, you know. Very, very cool. Now, you had mentioned this big project of dropping all these videos and singles and whatnot, which I think is phenomenal. Did you just like load up on them? You just had a whole bunch in reserve, or how did that happen?
It kind
was
of
it
happened
a massive
because,
writing undertaking?
No, it was more like, well, I constantly write music. Like every single day of the week, I'm out in the studio working. But we had it going for a long time that we were releasing one single every month. So in that month, I was creating like anywhere from like 10 to 20 songs easily, and then just releasing one. And so all of a sudden it was like when we were putting the more like commercially feeling songs out and kind of focused on that, like getting a single out there. But all of a sudden we like stopped and we were like, wow, we have so much quality music built up right now. It's kind of ridiculous. And like, there are so many songs that I love that I wanted to still release, even if they weren't that typical single feel. So we were like, why don't we just get all this stuff out there, do a little, you know, we came up with the idea to do the campaign once every Friday, and then I'll be going live on Instagram Live every Sunday to talk about the new release. And then I just started what took the time after all the music was made is I went through and made all the artwork with various artists and people to get just like a bit way ahead of the game. I don't ever want to feel rushed on the release for the once a week. I always want to be way ahead of it. Like right now I easily have 52 songs, like a year's worth built up. But I'm constantly working on new songs. Like I said, every single day I'm out in the studio, right? Everything we do is in-house. It's my best friend. That's my engineer. My other best friend. That's my videographer. My manager is a close friend. My art and all that stuff is all just people that I grew up with. Everything is, you know, we do. That's what really makes what we do special, is that it's just like all a group of friends working on this over the years. And we're kind of just getting better and better. And yeah, right now we're at a special point where we're just about to go crazy with all this PR work and all these releases. And yeah, we're kind of feel like it's the we got some momentum going right now.
Very cool, man. Well, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. And you're having fun doing it. Obviously you're not stressed, you know, and you got this doing it very smart too, ahead of the game. I'm telling you, it's so inspiring. And I out there listening right now, either to the live stream or the, in the future on the podcast, is somebody in a band. And I want them to take that to heart. Get ahead of what as much as you can, man, because then you have time to create. You're not bogged down with all the other stuff. And
exactly.
You know, just knock it out. Once it's, yeah, once it's, you know, you got stuff on the shelf, you can do cool stuff like that. Or, you know,
absolutely.
Benny mentioned it a few times. You can go to Hawaii to hit some waves and stuff and not worry because you got stuff already in the hopper. Smart. Very,
absolutely,
very smart.
Yeah. Yes. When we go to Hawaii, we still shoot a music video, though.
That's true. It's always work. That's, I'm the same way. I'm the same. I'm like, well, and it's funny because my wife will be like, you know, why are you, this is a vacation. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm paying for the vacation is what I'm doing. You know, we gotta make some money. She's kind of the same way, though. So at least she is now.
I like that.
Unless you can write that off. Anyhow, that's a whole other discussion. How are you holding up during the quarantine? You imagine for somebody like you, it's not a big deal because you're creative, you know, you got things to do.
I mean, yeah, I'm doing the same exact thing, really. Like almost nothing's changed. The only thing that's really changed for me is that I don't get to see some of my friends as much as I usually would. But even that, it's like I spend most of my time in the studio. And yeah, I couldn't go to my normal coffee spot, and that's about it. Other than that, I'm in the studio just about every day. So yeah, we're just getting it done right
that's
now.
Me too. People ask me, they're like, are you holding up? I'm like, well, not much has changed. I got to wear a mask if I go out. That's about it, you know, which is great.
Cause
I don't
it,
have
right?
to shave then. Yeah. You know, I can go 4 or 5 days without scraping a razor over my face. I'm pretty happy. You know, looking like a castaway, but that's okay. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
Not
the quarantine.
Yeah. If you work from your home or you're always at doing what you're doing, you're always busy. This ain't nothing, you know. People freaking out.
Absolutely.
My father used to say this to me because when I was younger, when I was a young knucklehead, you know, I'd always like, oh, I don't have, you know, I'm waiting on this or I'm waiting on that. And he's like, you don't have enough to do. That's your problem. And when I see these people bitching on social media and stuff, that's my first thought. I'm turning into my father. I'm like, yeah, they need stuff to do. They've got too much free time.
My dad
to worry
too.
About this. Yeah, you know. Gotta work. You gotta work. Oh, very cool. Well, Benny, like I said, I apologize for that little hiccup on the track, but we'll get that fixed and everything. We're
no
right
worries.
Up against the time. Yeah, man. I really enjoyed having you know, you being on the show and everything. I really appreciate you taking the time and being patient with me. I know we were supposed to do this a couple weeks ago, and you know, you're cool. Turned up to 10. And if nobody's told you this today. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it. You know?
That's
very inspiring.
That's awesome, bro. I appreciate that. And same to you, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Pet Pablo for me. He's a star. He's a star.
Hey, man. It's been really nice talking to you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot wait to hear to see the to hear the next single and see the video and whatnot. I'm going to be posting those out every as soon as they drop. We'll have that
awesome.
Blasted out. Very cool,
yeah, man.
We'll thanks so much. Absolutely, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for us today. But this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. I'm amazed at this. This many existed, but apparently there's even more. We're on like 250 some podcasting platforms. You know, go figure. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to the show in the future on one of those, you know, hello from the past, do me a favor, hit that ratings and review. Doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And it just really, really annoys all of my ex-girls. No, they probably have no idea. What it does do, though, when I call our advertisers, they pick up the phone, so it's kind of nice. I appreciate it. Be sure to check our advertisers out. You've heard them in the commercials, and, you know, they all got a code or a deal or something they're doing. Use that. Save a couple bucks, you know, and it's always a good thing. Well, we will see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one. We've got a fantastic singer-songwriter on from L.A. Coming on tomorrow. Jordan, she's got some very cool stuff, and we will see you all or talk to you all tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.